Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to episode 4 of Love with the Lines.
Can't believe it's episode 4 already.
I know.
Time's really flying, baby.
We're having a lot of fun doing this, and hopefully we're getting better at it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So today we wanted to talk to you about fighting well. No matter what kind of relationship you're in, you're going to ultimately have some kind of disagreement. When you're married and you're living with another person, and you're bringing together different backgrounds, different ways of doing things, different opinions about things, there are going to be times when you're going to disagree.
Well, background's an interesting thing to talk about because I know we both had different backgrounds growing up. In my family, I really can't remember my parents ever fighting or arguing much. My sister and I, who was older than I am, her and I fought all the time. But as far as seeing my parents or even my grandparents fight, I really don't remember that. But we were always pretty much, I don't know if it was just our mindset or what, but we just always kept everything inside. We didn't yell, scream, carry on, fight, or anything like that. And then...
We were stuffers.
And then... Cindy had not been married before, but I had been married and divorced twice. And basically my mindset was, after Cindy and I got married, was that if we fought and I got angry, then I would get divorced again. So.
Yeah. So that made it very interesting because I came from a household where I was an only child. So it was just me and my mom and dad, and we just yelled and carried on and got it all out of our system whenever we were upset about something, and then, you know, went on our merry way, and that was how we did it.
Yeah, totally unlike us.
Yeah. So then when Wayne and I got married, it would be, and I mean, at this point in time, so when we were first married, as we shared in our testimony, I had been raised in the church. He had not been raised in the church, but we didn't realize we didn't have a relationship with Jesus. And so we had all kinds of baggage that hadn't been, nothing had been worked out of us by grace. And I was a recovering, well, I wasn't a recovering perfectionist than I am now. That's how I identify, but I was a perfectionist. I like to be in charge. I like to be right. I like to be in control. It had a lot to do with my upbringing and unrealistic expectations that were put on me. So I always thought I had to be the best. I had to be on top. I had to know everything.
And I was totally opposite. I still very much am a go with the flow kind of person. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just my personality. So,
yeah. So we obviously, and I mean, one of the things that we first realized after we met Jesus, we wanted more of the Lord. We were very hungry for the Word and to learn more about how to live a Christian life. And so one of the first things we did, we went to a marriage seminar, and we realized after one day there that we had our roles totally reversed. So that had contributed to a lot of the problems that we had when we were fighting early in our marriage too.
Yeah, we were really screwed up.
Yeah, we were really
screwed
up.
So to speak.
But, and so I would try to fight with Wayne. And so I would yell and carry on. I would throw plates. I would throw glasses of water on him. Broke a couple of our dinner plates, flinging them across the room. And he would just stand there with his arms crossed and look at me. And then he would wait until I took a breath. And then he would say, "Are you done?" And then I'd just go, "Wah!" That would just take me to the next level. That would just escalate it. So that didn't work at all.
And in retrospect, guys, piece of advice, don't do that. It doesn't help anything at all.
So as we learned our walk with the Lord and started to learn how to approach things from a scriptural context. One of the scriptures that I like is in Ephesians 4:26, and the New International Version says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." And that same verse in the Passion Translation says, "But don't let the passion of your emotions lead you to sin. Don't let anger control you or be fuel for revenge, not for even a day." And so this is the Bible verse where the saying is, don't go to bed angry or don't let the sun go down, your anger comes from. But the key point of this is it says, in your anger, do not sin. It doesn't say you shouldn't be angry. We're created with that emotion. That's God gave us emotions, and anger is one of them. And so we are going to be angry, but it's what we do with it that counts.
Right. Because, you know, when we're having a disagreement or something like that, I mean, there's always an issue. But I think one of the things is we don't want to just, you know, when you're angry and trying to get something out about an issue, don't try to hurt the other person,
right?
In out of anger,
right?
You know, don't bring up things from, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago or, you know, something like that that you've been stewing about and never got out of your system. Don't be bringing in that up, because that'll just open up new, you know, old wounds again, and just add to it. Well, and then, you know, it's one thing when you have just a couple, but then when you start throwing, you know, kids in there and, you know, one kid, two, I mean, we only had a daughter, had one daughter, but, you know, kids and pets and in-laws and outlaws and all that kind of stuff. And, you know,
yes, it's really easy to get angry at some point during the day. And I think we do our best to try to settle things so that you can go to bed and have a peaceable night's sleep. Now, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to stop being angry at 10 o'clock or whatever bedtime is and just go to bed. I mean, there obviously are some issues that are going to take some time to get over. You might have to think, depending on your style of dealing with issues, you might have to think about them for a while. It might even be something so serious that you have to get some professional help or prayer ministry or something to help you with it. So we're not suggesting that you just can automatically turn off your anger at bedtime, but we've learned to approach it in a way that at least brings some peace into the situation. So I'm the one that tends to be more vocal about how I'm feeling and how I'm angry, but I've learned to say, I know that it's something that is going to take me a while to get over, I will say, I'm really angry with you right now. Please forgive me, but this is going to take me a little while to get over it. I will work on this with the Lord and I will get over it, but I'm just going to need some time.
Yeah. And I've always been, I will not talk. And when I'm angry, I will just have a tendency just to shut down. And, you know, so I don't know if that's because, you know, of my past. I'm sure that's part of it. And the other thing is, for me, it's a lot easier just not to say anything. And, you know, I'm always afraid too, that I have a tendency, not always good, to think about my words before I say them. And if I just spout off in anger or something like that, I'm always afraid I might say something I really don't want to say, you know, whether it's really hurtful or something I may regret later or something. I tend to shut down and walk away. So, but the other thing we've learned too, because Cindy is more of a night owl than I am, we would be laying in bed, and all of a sudden she'd look at me and start rehashing this whole thing over. It's like, no, not now. I'm trying to sleep. And that didn't, you know, we worked through it, but that wasn't always the best thing.
I think a lot of that was when I was still working through having to be right and having to get in the last. I was one of those people that wanted to get the last word in all the time. And it would just, and Wayne's right. He gets up early in the morning, so he likes to go to bed earlier. I'm a night owl. And so then when it's quiet, I'm just sitting there. My brain is running over and over and over again. So I've had to learn to quiet my brain, which I know for a lot of people, that's a lot easier said than done. But I just refocus my thoughts either on scripture, or I just start praying, or I start using gratitude, thanking the Lord for all the blessings in my life, something to get my mind off of it so I can go to sleep. And then we can make a time to sit down and revisit the issue if it's something that we haven't been able to come to a consensus on or to a mutual
agreement,
agreement,
resolution.
Resolution. That's the word I'm looking
That's
for,
the
a
word.
resolution, a mutual resolution to whatever the issue is. And I think we've learned to have much more genteel conversations about it.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
genteel.
I don't throw plates anymore.
You don't, although
no.
I will say my reflexes probably have improved a lot over the years. I will say that. But I mean, you know, and I think one of the things too is, as a couple, I mean, we're busy, and a lot of times, you know, by the time you get home from work and you unwind, and you know, if you have kids, you know, you have meals and the kids and the bedtime and the baths, and you know, if you have pets and all that stuff, or maybe church, you know, sometimes the only time you get to really see each other or address issues like this is real late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know.
It's not always the best time when you're tired. So you might want to set a time limit. We've already done that,
we
where we say
that.
We're going to talk. If it's something that's complex, we'll say we're going to talk about it to a certain time. And then we're just going to pray at the end and leave it off there. And then we pick up the conversation the next day, or we make a time to do it another day.
Yeah, we started doing that when it was really late at night.
Well, it was much better because you're not good. And half the time, he doesn't remember what I tell him late at night anyway, because he's half asleep.
Not that I do other times either. But
well, but you do better by telling
him during the day. I do better when I'm awake. I do better when I'm awake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't listen. I do listen. I just don't always, I don't know.
You don't always retain it because you're half asleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you have to learn your style with your significant other, how they like to communicate. What's important to them, you know, and these are some of the things. If you're a person listening to this podcast and you don't have your significant other yet and you're looking for one, this is actually something to discuss before you get married, is how you handle conflict. I mean, Wayne and I just launched into being married and it didn't go well because there were a whole lot of things that we didn't discuss before we got married that ended up being issues, because we just hadn't, you know, we were just madly in love and
we didn't really think about a lot of the stuff that goes. I mean, even being married twice before, there were so many things that we just went into this, didn't even think about, never talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another podcast. But anyway, make sure that you fight well. It's not, you're not always going to do it well, but try to make a plan and think about it. Find out what each other's love language is. Thank
that too,
you.
That too.
And if they like touch, if they like acts of service, like maybe a way for husbands, for you to make up to your spouse is to do the dishes for them. Or if you have kids, to give them a night off so that they can just walk out and get out of the house. Sometimes the whole thing when you're dealing with conflict is just to give each other space. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's like sometimes I'll say to Wayne, because he'll try to talk to me about something and I'll be like, just stop talking to me. And so I go and get in the car and take a drive.
Yeah. Well, and communication is so important in a relationship. I mean, we've been married, well, several years. 38 years. But we still, it just seems like she is not talking the same language I am. And I know it's not me, obviously. It must be her. But anyway, yeah, right. But so often we see that we are, and our daughter's funny because sometimes she'll be listening, and our son-in-law, they'll be listening to us and they'll say, you two are saying the same exact thing. You're just not hearing it, or you're not, you know. So sometimes we'll be saying one thing, I'll be saying something. You might be saying the exact same thing, but we don't hear it. And, you know, conflict just really amplifies that. So, you know, it's always a good thing if you hear if your significant other or your spouse says one thing and you're not sure that's exactly what they meant, don't be afraid to say, hey, is this what you said? Am I hearing that right? or something like that.
Right. Or how, yeah, what did you mean by that? So,
There's a word for that, and I don't know what it is. That's okay.
no, that's okay. So anyway, that is our advice from our experience on how to fight well.
Yep.
All
All right.
right. Okay.
I think this is the end. So you folks have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you in episode 5.
Bye now.
Bye now.